the work which has been done since the notion of DPS prions was introduced in Valencia some half dozen years ago. You all know what are DPS states, and you know that they partially broke supersymmetry, that they carry charges which are reflected in the supersymmetry algebra. From those DPS states, there will be a class which will be singularized by the fact that they preserve all supersymmetries but one. And these are, by definition, the prionic states. The summary of the talk is this is an interesting notion, because these prionic states will play a kind of role of quarks of N theory. All other DPS states will be composed of these prionic states. However, one would like to see them realized somewhere, for instance, as solutions of supergravity. And these solutions have not been found. And in fact, there are no-go theorems which forbid the existence of these 31 over 32 DPS states. So this is the summary of the talk. However, the idea, I think it is interesting. And these negative theorems are not conclusive in the sense that they refer to the classical solutions of supergravity, D equal 11 supergravity, 2A, 2B supergravity, and so on. So if one takes into account possible alpha prime corrections, or one considers that these BPS prions are really states of N theory, of the whole N theory, so maybe they do not need to be realized as solutions of supergravity. But the abstract of the talk is this is a notion which is interesting. All BPS states will be composed of these prionic states. However, up to the moment, there is not a realization of these BPS prionic states in terms of solutions of supergravity. So, this is the abstract of the talk. There will be some comments which are very easy to follow, corresponding to the algebraic definition. Then how one would like to find these BPS prionic states in terms of solutions of supergravity. Then I will try to comment on the no-go theorems, and then I'll make some conclusions if there is time, which I wanted to have it inside. So you all know this is what is the okay, so you all know the M algebra, so I will not make any comment on it. My only comment is that if you go down and keep the Lorentz symmetry, then the splitting of these generalized momenta takes this form, and you see here the different charges. This is the two-form charge, this is the five-form charge. If not, you could consider this algebra as just a tensorial superspace algebra in which the dual of these generalized momenta will be the generalized coordinates. The only comment I would like to make is that if you take the point of view that the beginning fermions were first, and you start from the abelian commutator of the fermionic charges, then the M algebra corresponds to the largest central Q-central extension that you can perform of this algebra. Central, of course, ignoring Lorentz generators, because if you introduce Lorentz generators, then you have, of course, non-centrality. So if you have a BPS state, a BPS state is defined by the condition. If it is preserves K supersymmetries, it's defined by this condition. And these spinors, which appear here, J going from 1 to K, are referred as the killing spinors, because in the supergravity solutions, they will be actually killing spinors. So the prion state, which I was referring at the beginning, preserves all supersymmetries but one. So this means that I can label the BPS state as one, preserving 31 supersymmetries, satisfy this condition, and J goes to from 1 to 31. Of course, if I have 31 spinors epsilon, I can introduce one by the condition that is orthogonal to all the others. So a prionic state may be equally characterized by the fact that it preserves these 31 supersymmetries, or also by the prionic spinor lambda, or for short, lambda. Because this equation is true, then clearly one sees that Q alpha acting on the prionic state gives something which is fermionic, and there appears here the eigenvalue, which is lambda alpha, because this lambda alpha is orthogonal to all the epsilon. So the lambda, the original lambda, the transform lambda f, form an ultra short, one might call it this way, BPS preonic supermultiplet, on which the action of the supersymmetry generators is given by these expressions, or in one single expression by using the matrix 0, 1, 1, 0. So since these two states, bosonic and fermionic, enter symmetrically, one might also think of considering fermionic preonic states, but I will not do it here. So if now one moves from 1 to k, then one can do more or less the same, but now one has n equals 32 minus k. I'm writing 32 because I have always in mind d equal 11. So 32 minus k linearly independent bosonic spinors, which would satisfy these conditions. Now j will be from 1 to k and r from 1 to 32 minus k. So I can summarize and say that the general BPS states preserving k supersymmetries is characterized either by the k supersymmetry spinors or n equals 32 minus k preonic spinors. And this n will determine in a moment the compositeness degree of the BPS states in terms of these preonic states. So we can also define the BPS states by the condition that they are eigenvalues of this generalized momenta and that the matrix of the eigenvalues is a singular one. So the rank is this n that I was writing before, 32 minus k. The case one is obtained when there is this situation of the BPS preonic state. And then in this case, the P alpha beta can be constructed out of the preonic spinor as a tensorial product of this lambda alpha and lambda beta. And this is just the expression of a kind of generalized Spinross relation, which gives the momenta in terms of the spinor. If we have, instead of a preonic state, a general K BPS state, then all one has to do is to replace P alpha beta by the sum of these products. And one can check very easily that this is the case, but I will not go through the argument, which is more or less trivial. And just mention that in this case, the expression of the action of the generalized momenta of BPS preonic state, which preserves K supersymmetries, is given by the sum, which is written there. And this is consistent with the fact that the K killing, well, not yet killing, because we are not talking about supergravity solutions, but anyway, the killing spinors are orthogonal to the n preonic spinors, r goes from 1 to n. So it then follows, it's just very simple algebraically, that this BPS preonic state can be written as the product of the, excuse me, this BPS state, which preserves K supersymmetries, may be written as the product of n preonic states from 1 to n, n equals 32 minus k. And we can immediately check that if we act on the BPS K state with the fermionic generators, we immediately recover the M theory superalgebra or the supersymmetry algebra, because the action gives this sum where these F are fermionic states, which are written in this way, are product of the preonic states, and this is the one which is fermionic. And then if we act a second time, and then we symmetrize, so take into account of the Q alpha, Q beta anti-commutator, then we recover the P alpha beta. So from this very simple construction, one can imagine that this BPS state is a composite of this N32 minus K preonic states. However, there is not an explicit realization of one, how such a state could be constructed in practice, for instance, in a practical situation, if we were talking about supergravity BPS states. So now this is a summary of what I have just said, so I'll skip it. And the only comment that I want to make is that this algebraic construction will hold not only for 11 dimensions, which is the one which is of interest to us, or mostly of interest to us, because we will consider also the case of 2A and 2B supergravities, but in for any tensorial space, we could do the same kind of construction. But I will not do it. So let's just make an example, which will be the case of the M2 brain, which is a 16, k equals 16 prionic states. It preserves half of the supersymmetries. But first, I will make a comment. And a prionic state will have this generalized momenta eigenvalues matrix, which will be given by the product of just two prionic states. So if I want to see what are the components on the different terms, so we see that this will be non-zero, this will be again non-zero, and this will be non-zero. So the prionic state also in its term can be viewed as a composite of the other elements which appear in the algebra. There is a kind of BPS democracy which affects also to the prionic state. So let's consider the case of the N2 brain. The N2 brain, of course, does not have the 5 charge. So let us assume that P alpha beta is given by this expression, and then according to the formalism that I have developed at the beginning, is just the sum of a certain number of products of prionic spinors. But this N is not yet determined. So if I imagine that the brain is in the 1-2 plane, I immediately conclude that this P mu is just given in terms of the set of P1-2, the 2 doesn't matter. And if I use a proper way of writing the gamma matrices, then the gamma 1-2 will have this diagonal form with a plus and a minus. So when I write the P alpha beta matrix, it will have this form. And this form will have to be equal to this sum of the prionic spinor, which are written also in the same kind of splitting. And then one immediately concludes first that if Z is not minus M or plus M, then there will be, well, it will not be a prionic state. And if it is either plus or minus plus, say, then we will have a prionic state, but then they will have 16 supersymmetries preserved. The solution found that we find will correspond to N equals 16. And then we will have the result that there are 16 prionic spinors and that the BPS M2 state is a composite of 16 prionic. So now the problem is, can we find a realization of these BPS prionic states? And the proper or the natural way to look at is at the solutions of the various supergravities in HEM. 32 will be, of course, the right number for D equal 11, but also for D equal 10, because we have 2a and 2b, and we have a doubling of the number of the spinor components. So how to look at this problem? We will look, or the most general thing to do, or the most natural thing to do, rather, would be to look for bosonic solutions. Bosonic solutions must be preserved under the action of the supersymmetry. So bosonic does not only mean the psi in, say, D equal 11 supergravity, does not only mean the psi is equal 0, but also, because in this case the variation of the graviton and the three form will be proportional to psi will be 0. But we also need that the variation of psi itself is also 0. And this is given by the supercovariant derivative. So we find here this expression which characterizes essentially epsilon as a Killing spin. But a Killing spinor for this supercovariant derivative in which we not only have the spin connection, but also the part which comes from A3. So there is, of course, a consistency condition, and this is the supercovariant curvature, the generalized curvature of the generalized connection omega, which has this expression, and this omega contains, as I said, not only the spin connection, but the term which comes from A3. So I will not describe, because really there is no time, the technicalities, but one can try to find these prionic states by trying to find solutions to this equation which satisfies this consistency equation for the R which corresponds to a certain background. And one can discuss what will be the holonomy of the different cases. In fact, one can check that the holonomy is inside SL32R. But yes, I have 5 minutes. Yes. So I will skip the discussion and just mention something corresponding to the most general case, which is the case of generalized autonomy, in which this F, which comes from the A3 form field, is non-zero. Then we conclude, or one can conclude, that of course the connection that the curvature are the generalized ones, not just the spin connection and the curvature associated to it. The generalized structure group is now inside, is SL2R, and the autonomy is inside. Then we have the consistency condition, but contrary to what happens in the F equals zero case, when there is not this part in the connection, and it's just a speed connection, that this Killing equation implies the consistency connection of the consistency condition, of course, but not the other way around. So, the problem is with these ingredients, try to find the solutions, and then there are negative results that I will describe. But the point will be, what are the solutions found so far, the BPS solutions of supergravity? And the problem is that a priori, if you remember the algebraic discussion that I made at the beginning, there is absolutely no reason why not all possible values of k from none to one should be present. However, if one looks at the backgrounds which have been found for a different case, one finds this list, which can be summarized in the list which is below, in which you find, curiously, that all odd numbers, including the preonic one, which will be 31 supersymmetries preserved, are forbidden, with the exception of 1, 3, and 4, and 5. And all even numbers are allowed, with the exception of 30. And there are some arguments that could justify this, but they are not completely clear to me, so I will not describe them. So let me go to the results. The results are that if we look at these equations and we consider the solutions of classical supergravity, that is to say, no corrections whatsoever, no sources, not anything, then there are no solutions which have a preonic character for d equal 11 supergravity. I would like to mention, as a parenthetical remark, that there are always preonic solutions in Chern-Simons-type supergravities. The reason being that in the Chern-Simons supergravities, the connection is a real connection, and then the situation is much, much simpler. So, skipping the details, I will say that, that there are no preonic solutions, and that these negative theorems correspond to pure d equal 11 supergravity. And the same situation is true for 2A and 2B supergravities. In this case, one can check, for instance, what would be equivalent to the Killing equation for the Kremer-Julliard shared supergravity, that this equation would split into parts. One would be the one corresponding to the Gravettini, but we will have also an algebraic equation, in this case algebraic, for the Dilatini. And in this M appear the fluxes of the type 2 supergravities. And one can argue what is the situation if we want to have a preonic solution, and we conclude that there is no preonic solution. Okay. So, conclusions. The first is what I said, that from the algebraic point of view, all BPS states of M theory preserving K supersymmetries can be looked at as composites of N equals 32 minus K primary constituents that I call BPS preons. By the way, the name comes from the old Patti-Salam model, in which quarks and leptons were composite of more elementary entities, which they called preons. But of course, no connection. And both for standard supergravity and for type 2A and 2B supergravities, there are various no-go theorems, always for classical supergravities, this is pure supergravities, which forbid the existence of these preons. So one might argue that after all, this is not too damaging to the hypothesis if one wants to save the idea. because preons will be really M-algebra entities, M-algebra states, and so they do not need necessarily to be related to the low energy limit, which is provided by supergravity. But anyway, so my comment will be that since preons are really M-theory objects, a conclusive analysis of supergravities, for instance, with a stringy correction, remains to be done. So last transparency, one might even argue what is the minimal number of preons which should appear in a supergravity solution. And since I have not discussed this point, but it is very easy or comparatively easy to construct preonic pre-brain actions in maximally extended tensorial superspaces, which is the superspace which is behind the M-theory algebra. So perhaps one should consider enlarged superspaces seriously. And for instance, one can find that in the case of equal 11 supergravity, the A3 form field can be written in terms of other fields which have to do with the coordinates of enlarged superspaces. And another comment is that all I have discussed concerns bosonic solutions. There was nothing about preonic fermionic solutions, and this is something which could also be considered. And the final remark is that very recently there has been an example in D equal 4 and D equal 5 supergravities where preonic solutions they have been found. So maybe I can conclude that concerning the existence of the idea of preonic states, perhaps the jury is still out, although this may be an optimistic point of view. Okay, thank you.
One question. If there are no questions, let's thank the speaker again.